anybody that thinks that Roman Reigns is not going to snap has another thing coming. What is going on, everybody? You already know who this is. It's I, the franchise, one half of the Royal Club Wrestling Podcast. And today, first and foremost, I mean, I know a lot of my melanated people that probably are tuning in watching this, we really don't celebrate the 4th of July. So, y'all know I'm recording this on July 4th. So, for those that do celebrate Independence Day, happy Independence Day. We had our June 19th. So, that's that. You know, I don't want to kind of go into that realm. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to talk about the world of professional wrestling. Money in the Bank was this past Saturday. We had Raw last night. And we have SmackDown coming up this Friday at Madison Square Garden, in which, and I'll get into this, our tribal chief will be in court. He will be served in the tribal chief court. A lot to get into with that. I have a lot to say when it regards to that storyline. As y'all know, anytime there's a premium live event and Roman Reigns is headlining, I always seem to tail off into this whole thought process on where I see what Roman's doing. I'll get into all that. But once again, Money in the Bank this past Saturday, from London at the O2 Arena. I said this in the story, or if you follow us, RCW_podcast. I did say that this was the energy of the crowd, probably unmatched. Okay. Probably unmatched. I think Puerto Rico will have a strong case, but UK, London, definitely energy was live. The energy was like wall to wall. I mean, they were creating chants. They were doing all sorts of stuff that you only can imagine a wrestling community like that would do. So big ups to London for that. John Cena made a surprise appearance, in which he did throw the idea of having a WrestleMania in London. Can you imagine a WrestleMania in London in the O2 Arena? That will be a two-night event. That will be incredible. I think that probably will be the audience participation-wise, probably the best WrestleMania. But let's hold off, because there's a lot of, you know, we have to get past Philly. Okay, let's get past Philly. But John Cena did pour his heart out for a WrestleMania in London. I'm very surprised to see that he did show up and he was there in Money in the Bank. But some of my highlights from the show, because there's a lot to dive into on this episode, so I just want to go over some of the highlights. So we had the return of Drew McIntyre, despite the fact that so many people, news, dirt sheets, everybody was saying that Drew McIntyre's contract, there was some odds, there was some clashing of the minds between the two. It might have been a possibility that Drew McIntyre was not going to renew his contract and he was going to end up going elsewhere. We all know whenever we hear of superstars and contracts, everybody jumps to the conclusion, it jumps to the gun that, oh, they're going to jump ship and go elsewhere, AEW, Impact, go back to Impact, New Japan, whatever the case may be. But it's good to see that Drew McIntyre is back, and Drew McIntyre has his eyes set on Gunther. I'm a little upset, and here's why. I wish if anyone would have dethroned Gunther, it would have been Sheamus. I honestly think that Sheamus should have been the one to dethrone him. But if you get Drew McIntyre to dethrone him in a perfect world, would love to see Sheamus versus Drew for the Intercontinental title and Drew McIntyre puts Sheamus over. The one title that Sheamus has never held was the Intercontinental title, and I think that it is overdue for him to have this Intercontinental title. We have two Money in the Bank winners, obviously. The dark horse that I had for the men's Money in the Bank, Damian Priest, he came out victorious. And Io Sky, in one of the most cleverest ways of winning Money in the Bank, by handcuffing Bayley and Becky to each other as she climbed the ladder. By far, one of the cleverest things I can see. But we are seeing tension amongst both factions, if you want to say. Obviously, Dakota Kai not being in Damage Control, Bayley and Io, we've seen a little bit of that. We've seen Bayley push Io off the ladder, and she was kind of like, damn, like I really didn't want to do that, but we've seen what happened, and we see there is friction amongst the Judgment Day. I said this a while ago, Judgment Day, right now, the best faction in the WWE because of the Bloodline imploding and no longer being a Bloodline. It bothers me to see the Judgment Day having these problems. I did hear the rumbles, and I believe I even talked about it, that JD McDuggan would be replacing Finn Balor as the leader of Judgment Day. I'm not a big fan of that because that means that Finn's going to then turn and be a face. And I love heel Finn, as I've always alluded to. I love heels. So it's always, it bothers me to see that, even though we all know the real leader of the Judgment Day is mommy herself, Rhea. But we've seen friction amongst them last night on Monday Night Raw during the Seth Rollins Dominic Mysterio match. We've seen Damian Priest, you know, in a sense tease that he was going to cash in, and then Finn attacked Seth, and you've seen the friction between Priest and Finn, and they're just trying to bring them together. Shayna, the Queen of Spades, Shayna Baszler, turned on Ronda Rousey. I'm gonna dive a little bit more into this a little bit later because, I mean, the promo that Shayna cut on Raw last night was exactly what all the fans think. There's rumors going around that that Ronda Rousey, this is her last hoorah. She will be leaving shortly after SummerSlam. So I think, and I do know that her and Shayna did talk about having a match, having a story. And now you're starting to see it implemented. You heard Shayna Baszler's promo. Matter of fact, let's go back to Monday night and listen to this epic promo. Probably the best promo that I've heard Shayna Baszler cut her whole career. Just listen to this.
I am the only reason you are standing in a WWE ring right now, but I owe you. The only thing I owe anybody is an apology for bringing you into this business.
So what, you've been fostering this resentment for how long? Why not just say something before, I don't know, Katsu got the tag titles, we worked for you.
We worked, I'm sorry. I don't recall seeing you beside me building rings just for a chance to work in front of maybe 30 people. I don't recall seeing you have to make an application. I don't recall seeing you at my tryout. Look at me! See, unlike you, I paid my dues. I scratched and clawed for a chance to get here. I kicked the front door down to get here, whereas you waltzed your way in through the back door straight to WrestleMania, huh? Believe it or not, I love this. And you have ruined it for me. I owe you, all right. I owe you the sobering reality that there is someone here, me, that can finally shut you up.
I mean, where's the lie? Where is the lie? You know, but this goes into how a lot of people feel, not just about Shayna, but about a plethora of superstars or part-timers or whatever you want to refer to them as, the Logan Pauls. I mean, even Bad Bunny, the ones that just got into the business for the moment. You know, Shayna worked her way through NXT, did the grind in NXT, did what she said, you know, built the rings, formulated her contract, signed her paperwork, did everything that she had to go through hard times to get where she is. And Ronda Rousey just, by namesake alone, came into the equation, was in WrestleMania in a mixed tag match with Kurt Angle and against Stephanie and Triple H. And then main evented arguably the first, well, not arguably, main evented the first women's WrestleMania. Like, so yes, but we also got to take into account Ronda Rousey is a draw. She is a draw. But we, the wrestling community, have become tired of Ronda Rousey. And I said this, I believe, in the last video when I talked about Ronda Rousey and how, like, I'm just like, I think she's ran her course. I really think she's ran her course. So now we're here at this moment. And what I thought was, I thought it was going to be a possible Ronda Rousey face turn. But I don't think we're getting that face turn. I think we're going to get Shayna as the hero, and Ronda's going to be still the badass heel. Shayna's going to be a badass like face, but I don't think you're going to get like that what I assumed was going to happen, which I'm glad is not, because I don't really want to see a face Ronda Rousey. And then, before we get into the main event, what I was surprised about, and I believe I mentioned this in the Instagram review about Money in the Bank, I was surprised that Brock wasn't there. I thought Brock was going to do something to screw Cody and get Dominic the win, but he didn't. Brock showed up yesterday, and I was confused, and maybe y'all in the comments, y'all can help me understand this. Why did Cody come out originally in his wrestling gear when he came out to confront Seth? And when Brock came out, him and him, them two got into it. But then he came back out later in a very old school WWF superstars setup. I love how they have occasionally now done this where I believe is Jessica or Jen. I believe it's Jessica or Jen, the new correspondent, the new reporter. She was near the crowd, near the audience, and Cody came out and cut his promo. Very much like WWF superstars back in the day, Saturday mornings, that was what was on. That's I used to love watching that. But I remember they used to cut those promos. They used to be near the, they had like a little stage. They cut the promos. All my old school wrestling fans, y'all know what I'm talking about. If not, go back. We got Peacock now, so the WWE Network. Go back, watch that. You'll see what I'm talking about. But he came out, and he came out in his suit, you know, dappered up. But that was it. We didn't see anything from Brock unless something happened when I, you know, had switched for a minute. But even on Twitter, on Instagram, I didn't see nothing else from Brock appearing, reappearing. So I'm very interested to see. I do know they will fight at SummerSlam. That was obviously that's going to be the match. But very surprised that we only seen a once, like a 1 minute appearance from Brock Lesnar. Very surprised. But let's get into the main event. Let's get into the talk of the wrestling community, the talk of the WWE universe. Roman Reigns, our tribal chief, the head of the table, the needle mover himself, the one and only, suffered his first pinfall in 3 years. This match was dramatic. As you've seen in the beginning of this video, you've seen it. Matter of fact, just play it. Let's just show it again. Roman, let's just look at Roman. This right here shows you what, like, the emotion of Roman losing. The fact that Roman is looking like his empire is crumbling. He's cracking at the seams, and he's losing it. But let me tell y'all something. For anybody that thinks that Roman Reigns is not going to snap, has another thing coming. This Friday on SmackDown, we will have the Tribal Chief trial. The trial of the Tribal Chief. Now, my initial reaction and thoughts to this, as you see the tweet right here, the Usos released that tweet stating that they are planning on holding this trial and he will be put to trial. And we only can imagine what that's going to be. This Friday, you see it right here. This Friday night at Madison Square Garden, live on SmackDown, we're putting the tribal chief on trial. After all this time, it's tribal court. The trial of the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Hashtag the real ones. I want to talk about just first things first. We can all say this now, because even who I deemed to be the greatest tag team of all time, one half of the greatest tag team of all time, has anointed the Usos as the greatest tag team ever. Because, as Bully said, the Usos is involved in the biggest storyline in wrestling. By far, the greatest storyline in modern day. I will hold this storyline up with the storyline of the NWO. And I'm not even blinking twice on that. Okay? As Roman said after WrestleMania, we running this. This is us. Y'all want to have someone come in and take over. I want someone to come take this spot. I want someone to come and do what we are doing. I don't think there is someone that's going to be able to hold the attention of us as wrestling fans for 3 consecutive years. One man, one faction has held our attention for 3 years, and he's not letting up. He's not letting up. I seen the rumbles. I seen the little blogs. I seen the shit that people are saying that the WWE, the internals and within the WWE want the bloodline to stop. This is cinema at its finest. Okay, this is drama at its finest. Okay, now everybody wants to know what's going to happen. How is this going to play out? I came across something on Facebook, and I want to read this to y'all because it was rather interesting. Because everybody wants to know, because the star of this is Jey Uso. Jey is the star, but the emerging star we all know is Solo. Okay? Solo and Roman, and someone even pointed this out, how Roman is intimidated by Solo. If you think back to when they had the Roman, when Jey and Jimmy said, if you lose, you're no longer the tribal chief. And he went off and said, Jey was like, Jimmy, you want to be tribal chief? Hell nah. Jey was like, I don't want to be the tribal chief, but I know somebody who could be the tribal chief. Yeah, he acting up right now. He ain't himself right now. But he got my vote. And they looked over to Solo. They did that look right over to Solo. And Roman looked. Roman started laughing. Solo didn't take too kind to that. He didn't take too kind to that. And Roman stepped back as Solo moves forward towards Roman. If you look back at that video, Roman moves forward. I mean, Solo moves forward. Roman takes a step back. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just relax. So now, fast forward, or go back. Let's go back. to when Solo first came on the scene. I seen this tweet. Solo, if you go back to Money in the Bank, Solo left before Roman and Paul Heyman. Here's the question. Did he leave because he failed in keeping Roman from being pinned? Solo was sent by the elders to protect Roman. Where does that leave him at trial? Just a thought. Someone tweeted this. Just a thought. This can be what is going to cause Roman and Solo to part ways, because the elders may say, you failed. Roman may say, you failed. You had one job, and that's to protect me, to make sure that I never suffer a loss. You failed. This causes the rift. What I can see happening is this, and this is where my creative hat comes on. As I just alluded earlier, I want to see Roman completely snap. I want Roman to lay out Jimmy. Here's why I say Jimmy, because obviously the talk is Jay versus Roman at SummerSlam. But how can we get Jay versus Roman at SummerSlam? Well, Roman lays out Jimmy. Completely annihilates Jimmy. I mean, I've always said that I wanted to see that wild Samoan come out of Roman. I want to see that. I want to see Roman snap to the point of no one can control Roman after the damage that he does to Jimmy. This causes Jay to say, I have to take, this is personal now. Because if you think about it, Jimmy was the influence and was always the big brother. Jimmy is the oldest between Jimmy and Jay. Jay obviously is, we've seen, and even the character of Jay is he's kind of like he's like, man, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm loyal to Roman, but you know, let's go back to the Sammy situation. Sammy won me over, but now he done betrayed my family, and I'm torn between the two, and I'm being manipulated and all this stuff. Jimmy wasn't like that. Jimmy was always the one to say, I ain't nobody's bitch. Y'all remember that t-shirt. I ain't nobody's bitch. He's always been the one to go at Roman. Never was them two going back and forth. It was always them two, like, bam, going at it. Jay was always the one that was kind of on the fence. And then you have Solo. Roman eliminates Jimmy. Where does that leave Solo? I don't know. Solo's the one that I'm not sure about. But then we have Jay versus Roman at SummerSlam. Now, the question is, can Roman Reigns be dethroned by Jey Uso? It started with Jey. Everybody says this story should end with Jey. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. A lot of reports are still going out saying that it's still Roman versus Cody at Mania 40. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I can't. I can't think of another. I can't think of Roman dropping the belt and then getting it back and then taking on Cody at Mania next year. Because that mystique of the longevity that Roman has had with that title, it loses its a little bit of its muster if Jay is the one to dethrone him. But we're early into SummerSlam. We are so early into SummerSlam, but I do want to also read you something else that I read on, this was on Facebook, and it says that Cody deserves the title over Jay. Last night, something finally clicked in my mind that made sense. Cody is the one who truly deserves to dethrone Roman, not Jay. The Bloodline storyline has been absolutely amazing. One of the best storylines of all time, in my opinion. It is the best storyline ever. However, after yesterday's promo from the Civil War tag match, I'm convinced that Jay cannot be the one to defeat Roman. During yesterday's promo, Jay shouted, "I don't want to be the tribal chief." What was the purpose of all this if Jay was supposed to be the one to take over the family struggle for power and restore balance to the bloodline? But now he doesn't want it. Cody has consistently expressed that his story is not completed until he captures the title that his father was destined to hold. He is more dedicated to his bloodline than even Jay is. Moreover, what is Jay without the bloodline story? Can he carry a feud or storyline on his own? Cody is a proven talent in the wrestling industry and has potential to be the next face of the WWE. I feel like he is the face of the WWE as far as the babyface goes. The overall face is Roman Reigns. While Jay is talented, I don't believe he can be a credible or believable contender against wrestlers like Gunther, Styles, Sheamus, or even Cross. That's where I draw the line. That's where I draw. I love Karrion Kross, but come on now. Jay is great, but it's time for Cody to conclude the story. Let me tell y'all something. This whole storyline elevated, this whole bloodline thing elevated Jey Uso, as Jay said a couple weeks ago. A blessing came from Jimmy being hurt. He was out, he stepped up, he became main event Jay. And it was because of Roman. It was. So, it's interesting. It's interesting. I'm a big fan. I love Jey Uso. I love Jimmy. I love the bloodline. Y'all already know. I've been on record. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. We'll see. We'll see. SummerSlam is slowly approaching. I believe we're about 5 weeks away. And speaking of SummerSlam, if y'all seen on our RCW on our podcast. If you've seen on our Instagram page, we posted an early prediction, an early card look for SummerSlam, which is right here. We have Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns for the Undisputed Universal title. We have Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley for the Women's World title. We have Drew McIntyre versus Gunther. We have a triple threat match. A women's triple threat match for the women's title. We have Asuka versus Charlotte versus Bianca. We have the return of DIY, Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for the tag team titles. We have LA Knight, yeah, which I'm going to talk about, versus Logan Paul. Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes, as I've alluded to, and Shayna Baszler versus Ronda Rousey. Now, the guaranteed ones I can assure is going to happen: Gunther versus Drew, Cody versus Brock, Jay versus Roman, Shayna versus Ronda. The triple threat, maybe. Becky and Rhea, I don't see that happening. I don't. I think you're going to have Becky versus Trish to conclude that storyline. That's just my personal opinion. DIY, Ciampa and Gargano versus them. Ciampa did return. Can they tease the possibility of DIY versus them? Possibly, but we haven't even seen them two interact. We didn't. We haven't seen Ciampa and Gargano interact since they got called up. Logan Paul versus LA Knight. On Monday, we seen Ricochet call out Logan Paul because the spot that they did at Money in the Bank, the botch spot, was brutal. Could have fucked some people up. But he challenged him to a fight. And I can see this LA Knight Logan Paul match taking place. I can see Ricochet and him having a one-off match on Raw, probably. But Logan Paul and LA Knight, I can see happening because of the their style, their promos will be more fitting than a Ricochet versus Logan Paul. I think the spots that they would do, I think it would be more of a spot fest between Logan Paul and Ricochet. And then we had, and that's it. So speaking of LA Knight, I will say this, and a lot of people may not take kind of what I have to say. I'm not the biggest fan of LA Knight. I'm not. Is he over? Over as hell. But I'm not the biggest fan of LA Knight. Yeah, I'm not. And it's because of that. It's because of the demeanor and the aura that he kind of... We've heard this expression before. If you take this person and this person have a baby together, this is who their baby is. Stone Cold, Rock, LA Knight. That's what I think we have right now. And one person that has been on record recently is Hall of Famer Big Kevin Nash. On his podcast, Kevin Nash happened to say the following.
Am I the only one that sees like an absolute ripoff of The Rock? To the point where he cut the promo on fucking Logan Paul or whatever the fuck his name is. He said, yeah, stick it. The only thing he didn't do was turn the motherfucker sideways.
Sideways.
Jesus Christ. Are you guys, like, what is, everybody have amnesia? There's nothing original. Oh, man, his promo. His fucking promos. Finally, LA Knight has come back as a white guy. Fucking uncle. And I don't know this fucking guy, LA Knight. I don't know him, but I'll tell you one thing, man.
I see the eyebrow, I'll tell you that.
I got a fucking a text message from him. I'm just going to read what it says. Hey, Nash, I know you don't know me. I've got an idea of this character. He's called the Scorpion King. What do you think? This is bullshit. Okay, Rock was the Scorpion King.
God damn it.
Okay. I know that there's a lot of wrestlers that we've grown to love in the modern day that take from other wrestlers. Okay, it's always been that way. Hogan used to take from Harley Race. He took from Flair. He used to even, I believe at one point, he used to talk like Dusty. Hogan used to try to emulate Dusty. We've seen old videos of like Shawn Michaels imitating Ric Flair as a kid growing up. We've seen Rock do the same thing. You know, everybody seemed to emulate Ric Flair because Ric Flair was the standard of excellence in wrestling. We're seeing a little bit of stuff now. You know, Stone Cold has a lot of influence in the WWE. Kevin Owens is like a new modern or this generation's version, if people want to say, of a Stone Cold, like just a rebel, you know. He even took the stunner, you know, but I believe he got the blessing from Stone Cold to do the stunner. But when I look at LA Knight, it is like, I haven't seen enough in-ring in the WWE that would make me think that this man should get what he's getting. You know, he's a draw because of his whole gimmick, but I would just rather people create their own. You could take pieces from these different people, but when it literally sounds like if I was to never had heard, if I took the Rock, an old Rock promo, and then took the LA Knight promo and put them literally back to back, you would think like, who's who? Who is who? And that's the problem that I have. You know, if I can take two promos from two different people and put them together and they sound the same, that's a problem for me. One has to be different from the other. I have to know that is an LA Knight promo based off of what he said right there. That I know that's a Rock promo because of that. I know this is Austin promo. I know this is a Roman promo. Triple H, Undertaker, Ricochet, Street Profits, Bianca, Sasha, Mercedes, Bayley, Charlotte, you name it, Seth, Finn, Dominic, Ray, Priest, you name them. I can literally be like, that's that promo. I know who did that promo. But with LA Knight, I can't because it sounds so much like that. Prime example of taking a gimmick and like making it your own, but you're still paying homage to the person that you emulated. Chad Gable. Chad Gable, head to toe, is a miniature Kurt. Is little Kurt. Humor and everything. Just like Kurt. But he's made it himself. He made that gimmick him. When I see him talk, I don't think of Kurt. I just like, yo, this is, he's hilarious. He's hilarious, but it's this, like, it's, he's paid respect to Kurt, but he's crafted it in his own way. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. So, guys, I feel like I took up a lot of time. I feel like I have. But thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. Make sure if you like this video, hit that thumbs up. Leave a comment. Let me know what y'all think of Money in the Bank, what y'all think is going to happen with the tribal, with the trial of the tribal chief. What do y'all think is going to happen moving forward? SummerSlam's coming up, man. Let me know what y'all think. Y'all predictions for the show itself. I believe I might have said something. No, I didn't. So I'm going to say it right now. I was thinking that I said this, but I didn't. I said it to myself. So I'm going to say it now to y'all. One thing that I want to do is I want to do a little something a little different. As y'all know, I always want to do these different things with Royal Club. And if you are following this page, matter of fact, I believe I did say this on the Instagram. But if I didn't, oh well. Anyway, if you are following this YouTube channel, you see that I have reactions and reviews. I want to do that for wrestling. I want to sit back and review wrestling promos, primarily the promos. I don't really want to do, because the matches can take a very long time to, like, I don't want to do a watch review. I want to do promos. I want to do promos because I love promos. We can even go back and go, y'all can tell, y'all can give me suggestions for old promos that y'all want me to review and give my thoughts on the promos, even from back then. Let me know in the comments. Let me know on Instagram, RCW_podcast, what promos you would like to see. I'm going to start rolling them out. I'm probably going to probably start doing them soon. And I'm probably going to do my favorite ones. One that I do have in mind is the John Cena Rock promo when Cena exposed The Rock. That promo. I wanna tap into that promo. I wanna go back to that. But so let me know. Let me know. But make sure, like I said, like the video, hit the thumbs up. If you are new to this channel, make sure you hit the subscribe button and make sure you hit that notification bell so you are up to date of when these videos are dropping. He is I am the franchise, aka the podcast Tribal Chief, one half of the World Cup Wrestling Podcast. I'm out. Till next time, y'all. And if you happen to watch this, never mind. I was about to say enjoy the 4th, but this will be out after the 4th of July. So enjoy wrestling. So I'm going to say enjoy wrestling. I'm out, y'all. Later.